Behind us, to my right, is a library. Now, you say many of these are his books.
Yes, great, great number of these are his. And a lot of them have inscriptions to him from people like H.G. Wells and Barrie and so on. A lot of them. And another lot are marked by him. He's marked the interesting paragraphs. And one or two, I think, are prizes for him when he was at Stonyhurst College. We had the three of us, my two brothers, myself, divided his library up between us, and I was given first choice, and first one, then another brother, and then another brother, and then me again, and that sort of thing, which means that I was able to get the books that I wanted myself. One of my brothers sold his section to one of the American universities. I think it's the University of Texas, but I may be wrong.
Now, directly across from you on the wall is a very famous image of your father. I feel like I've seen this many times before. What can you tell me about it?
Well, the awful thing is my memory is so bad that I've forgotten the artist's name. I think it's Gates, but I'd have to verify that. We had the artist went down and saw my father quite a lot, down in the psychic bookshop, when my father had this bookshop, which he ran as a hobby, in Victoria Street in London. And Gates then took a lot of sketches from it, and then a photograph. And then he painted from that. And then at one stage I had two, this one, and one far less formal one, a smaller one, far less formal, which I really wanted to keep, because it was more my father than I knew him. I mean, that's when he's lecturing. And
in his right hand are glasses. Now,
yes.
Tell me about the glasses. Did he not wear them very often?
No. But at that stage of his life, for reading, but not until then. Mm-hmm. And he just put it on in case he had to read some notes, I suppose.
Now, that famous, formidable mustache.
Yes.
As a little girl, you must have been fascinated by this, as any child would be, I would think.
I wasn't. You see, I can't remember the one when it was black and waxed. I was too young for that. But this one, I didn't mind in the least. I mean, a lot of men with moustaches in those days, you see. It wasn't just him. I mean, my uncle had a moustache. Both uncles had a moustache and so on. There wasn't anything really odd about it.
Now, among all of the children, is it safe to say that it is Adrian Conan Doyle who pursued the most literary bent?
Yes, it would be. He wrote wrote one pastiche of Sherlock Holmes stories, and he wrote, I think, two about his own adventures and fishing, deep-sea fishing. Dennis, on the other hand, wrote many, many articles. He was a good journalist, and he wrote many articles for Sunday papers on the subject of spiritualism.